It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The president of Venezuela is building a military alliance with Russia. Hugo Chavez claims the U.S. is plotting his overthrow and he needs Russia to support him. Critics say Chavez is trying to draw attention away from the country's problems, like high inflation and runaway crime, before elections in November. What everyone agrees on is there's an echo of the Cold War in the new relationship. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Caracas, Venezuela.
The song at a pro-government rally says it all, Yankee Go Home. Speakers at the rally repeat President Chavez's frequent claims that the United States is plotting an invasion or an assassination attempt, and that the Yankees will be stopped dead in their tracks. As in all these rallies, this one includes placards of George Bush with a Hitler-like mustache, the sale of books commemorating the struggle against American imperialism. And, of course, revolutionary music celebrating the Latin American left. It's impossible to not feel that Venezuela these days is like Cuba in 1962, bracing for an American attack.
Castro has put every able-bodied man through military training.
An American newsreel captured those tense days when the United States really did plan an invasion, and Fidel Castro prepared his people. That was during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the Soviets put nuclear missiles on the island. War was avoided when Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev pulled out, with Washington promising never to invade Cuba. Now Chavez, who reveres Castro and considers him a father figure, has invited the Russian military to Venezuela. Venezuelan state television showed a September meeting between Chavez and Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Russia extended $1 billion in credit so Venezuela could buy more arms. Chavez has already signed contracts to buy $3.4 billion in Russian weaponry, including helicopters, assault rifles, and Sukhoi jet fighters, which he showed off at a recent air show. Russia now says it's going to help Venezuela develop nuclear-powered energy. In September, the Kremlin gladly sent strategic bombers to Venezuela for military exercises. And now, four Russian warships are steaming toward Venezuela, the first time Russian forces have been in the Caribbean in a generation. Stephen Flanagan says the Kremlin's moves are a response to American support for Georgia, which lost a brief war with Russia in August. Flanagan is a Russia expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
It's a signal to the United States that if the United States is going to engage in security cooperation with countries along its periphery, that Russia can show that it too can play at that game.
Chavez and the Kremlin say the military maneuvers are peaceful and that the Russian warships arriving in November do not carry nuclear weapons. The Bush administration has downplayed the exercises. But Chavez has delighted in the Russians' arrival, saying it is a message to the empire, meaning the United States. As in this recent speech, Chavez warned that plans are afoot to oust him, and Venezuela must neutralize the threats. It's tough talk, and it's been a constant for nearly a decade. Former Venezuelan General Francisco Usón, who was once close to Chavez, says his former boss is obsessed with closely replicating episodes of Cuba's revolution.
I think Chavez is looking to follow the experience of Fidel Castro in Cuba, and he's trying to have an alliance with Russia, trying to generate some kind of influence in the area.
Another official once close to Chavez is Milos Alcalay, ambassador to the United Nations until 2004. Alcalay says Chavez needs to agitate his supporters with talk of an invasion ahead of the elections. That's to distract from serious problems that have chipped away at the government's popularity.
I think that he repeats it so much that at the end he wouldn't believe it.
Chavez's followers certainly believe it, like Carmen Godoy. She's a social worker who was at the pro-government rally. She says that the president is not alone. He'll be defended by the people. Her words were buttressed by the music playing that day. The rally soundtrack featured folk songs that recalled Castro's Cuba. like this one, which talks about fighting back against great odds and coming out on top. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.